Hello there, welcome to the Tyrington Training Show, which is an improv comedy power fantasy podcast, which means that every week I talk to a new guest about how they would rule their own country if they were a big tyrannical dictator. I am the host, Kevin Ryan, and I'm joined in this intro, as always, by my fiancée, Celine.
Hello.
Someday you'll be my wife.
Someday.
Yeah.
Do we really, give people a shock? We won't tell them beforehand when we're getting married eventually that, and then suddenly you'll be like, I'm joined by my wife.
I was thinking that we'd get to Halloween. We'd get to Valentine's Day, and then I'd introduce you as my buddy.
No.
And then they can speculate. I might just give you a different title every day.
Yeah.
My mortician.
Which one is real?
Ooh, yes. So anyway, this week I have on James Quesada, who is an improv and comedy creator who also hosts this show on Spotify and other podcasty platforms called Sounds Funny Radio, right? Which is James hosting a load of different improvisers who play all sorts of fun games, like improv games and stuff like that. So you can follow him. There's also links to that and they do live shows as well. So you can check out their live show tour where they do that. And I'll have a link to his Instagram as well. So do you want to hear some out of context quotes?
Yes, please.
Did any of them happen to bring the remains of Kim Jong-il over? But it turns out bunny rabbits get a little too riled up about hunting other people for sport. Any acknowledgement of me will lead to immediate execution. Time for the culling. Time to start culling.
James is a delight. Lovely man. You know, don't worry about the whole last part there.
He sounds very kind.
Very kind. Kind eyes, kind voice. The last part. What did you hear?
Time for the culling.
Time to start culling.
Yes.
I want to play that again. Because I think it turns into a dance. If anyone is it, might ask him to. I think we have a new song. Bear with me.
Okay.
Time for the culling. Time to start culling. Time for the culling. Time to start culling. Time for the culling. Time to start culling. Time for the culling. Time to start culling.
I think if you put a beat to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Speed it up a little bit, I think,
okay,
as well.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then put a beat to it and...
I think I might have found my new trailer.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But I love it. I might ask him, can he do something for me?
That's excellent. I really,
love it, right? You just replay that.
Yeah.
It gets
into
your head.
Very catchy, yeah.
Right? So thank you for that. So you can find James, as I said. I'll be putting links and everything else and linking him to the show. And you can also listen to this show or find the show anywhere you get podcasts. And also Tyrant and Training has his own website. Just type in Tyrant and Training website and you'll find previous Tyrants who have taken over islands. So yeah.
Enjoy everybody.
Culling,
yes.
When I say I'm going to cull, how do you take that? Violent or not?
A violent,
right?
Yeah.
Because we did get a bit caught up there because I assumed it was physical violence.
Yeah,
he took it as no, just get rid of people.
Okay, so just remove them from the island.
But culling is
yeah.
If anyone wants to just confirm that, yeah.
I feel like I've only ever heard it in the context of, murder. Not murder,
How
but,
often
you know,
have you heard it?
Every day of my
you
life.
You hear it every day of your life. Well, someday I'll do it. anyway, here is James. And enjoy the show, everyone.
Bye.
I'm curious because you have a book beside you. You're one of the few people who brings a book along. Did you write notes on what your country's going to be like?
I did. I wrote down a few notes and ideas because I started really thinking about this earlier this morning, and then I was like, maybe I should just write down some options. Why not?
Like goals or
aspirations. Goals for what I want to get out of this conversation. like ideas of what I want my country to be, my island.
I just see money written down and underlined five times.
Yeah, I'm gonna be doing some affirmations on the side if that's okay.
Okay. I would just like to know after this is over how close it's stayed along the path you have written out for yourself, okay?
I don't think
this is the kind of organized notes that you might be thinking of.
I did. Someone has arrived on and went, yeah, I'm ready, and brought out a big binder full of notes. And then when I'd ask the question, go, oh, okay, page 33. I was like, okay.
I wrote a constitution.
That is about time. Nobody does it. Yeah. I have to ask you first, though. We're going to set up this country of yours because we're not going to take over a country, because that's bad. We are going to magic up an island in the middle of the ocean. So I'm going to show you a map of the world to give you help where to put this island. I don't know. Okay. Would you like to see something that has nothing to do with it's got to do with Google Maps, but it's got nothing to do with the podcast itself, unless I just leave this in and feck it. You see Ireland there, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Ireland that I noticed. So if I go into, you know, with Google Maps, you can change the, like, how it looks, right? The terrain and stuff. One of the options is air quality, right? So
great that there's an air quality map now.
Yeah, right? I mean, look, there's no way around it. India isn't great, right? It's not, okay. You know. I'll just glance at America there. It's not as bad as you'd have thought, right?
I guess so, although that red pocket in the Dakotas, I'm like,
what is there? Minneapolis,
Minnesota. I would expect that to be L.A. and New York, the Midwest.
I mean,
something happened there.
Something's gone on there, but that's a story for another time. I will show you Ireland because this is fascinating. So when you're far out, it's all green, right? And by the way, I appreciate this is an audio podcast. Just someone, whoever's listening, if wants to get a Google Map.
Follow the steps.
You get Google Maps, you open it, you go Ireland, and you start zooming in. It all looks good, right? That middle part is good. The rest of it is fair. That sounds about right. Here's what happens when you start going in closer. Have you ever seen Stranger Things?
Yes.
Okay. I hope it's still here because it'll be very disappointing.
You got an upside down situation going on?
I think we do. Oh my God, is it gone? Oh my God, it's gone. This is all right.
Wow. Whatever it is,
you discovered it. Okay.
And they took it down before you could show anyone else.
They definitely did. I swear. Okay. I'm not Winona Ryder's name? I'm not crazy.
My relative going is in down. There. My confidence in your sanity is tanking.
Genuine. Oh, I'm going to be so annoyed. I'm gonna have to go to.
What was it? Well, tell me what.
It was a spiral. It was a spiral of red. Do you remember? did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
The last season. Do you remember the whole spiral of bodies, and then they were like, that went nowhere.
Oh yes, yep.
It went here. It went to Southeast Ireland. I swear to you.
Okay, I gotcha. You're seeing spirals in the map in your computer. Gotcha.
There's been so many guests that I've thought, I know I won't say this because I don't want to damn Ireland here. The one time I'm like, screw it, I can trust James. Okay, forget it. I don't know, do I keep that in the podcast? But where do you want your island? I'll get rid of air. Do you need air quality on? No.
Yeah, probably not a bad consideration.
Okay,
here's my question for you, because this is what I would like from this experience if you're up for it is
okay.
I was finding myself like thinking of some ideas and whatnot, and I'm like, I don't even really know what to consider here, because on the one hand, I could make a total fantasy island, right? You don't really have any rules against
not whatever your vibe is,
but I like using some of this realistic stuff, and so I would love it if you could guide me with some things to consider with questions like this, especially getting started. Like, am I maybe considering how easy it is to travel to other places based on where I put my island, or
two things I usually mention when we're setting up an island is, first of all, you have to consider what sort of weather you want, right? If you're someone who doesn't like the cold and you're up, you know, north of Scandinavia, you may be in trouble. The other thing is, if you want to visit home, because if you're in New York, but you're all the way out into the Indian Ocean, like, that's a fair trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way the world is going, I really don't want to get into this. But I suppose if you're like, well, I want to be
some reality.
Okay, whatever country you love the most, you might want to be near them. The closer you are to a country, this is the way it works in real life. The closer you are, the more friendlier you get. That's why America and Canada are absolutely fine right now.
All right, so I do want four seasons.
Yes.
So I basically, I think what I want is some kind of like Madagascar / New Zealand type island addition to the east coast of the US.
Oh, I thought you were going down there. Okay. Yes. Okay. Oh, so you want the east coast.
I do. Yeah.
Are you, hold on. I could be completely wrong here. When ye guys in America get hurricanes and ye still live in that country. I mean, I'm Irish. I have a gust of wind and I panic. But I thought the whole thing is it always comes up, you know, it comes up sneaking up on Florida and then it goes past Florida and it goes near New York and then it sails right. Like it just sails out east. So
yeah,
you might want to consider that as well.
I gotta consider. Yeah, we'll fortify.
You wanted big, realism. Oh, you know, you fortify with all dark right, magic.
Yeah. We're gonna fortify it with a giant seawall. Because I'll tell you what, okay. We do get some flooding here in New York. Mm. But it's never as bad as I think the news makes it out to be. And I don't know how much New York news coverage you get, but like my family in Michigan. You know, they're like, New York is under freaking Noah's Ark. And it's like some pockets are bad, but, you know, it's a big city. So it's not as dramatic as all that.
They have to stop watching The Day After Tomorrow. It is skewing them.
Yeah.
The Statue of Liberty is submerged. Okay. So you want the island. Do you want the island like near New York on the East Coast or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Somewhere around there, because I'm going to place this forever. Somewhere between.
Oh, you actually have a little icon that you put there.
Yeah, I see just lads everywhere around us.
Oh. That's great.
So yeah, sorry, you were saying you wanted near New York and another place.
Yeah, maybe somewhere like stretched between New York and Boston, little north.
My God, where the hell is Boston?
Hurricane cautions. Oh, it's to the north.
Oh, look, it's there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, like an island. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. So I'm going to place that there. And I have to ask you, do you have any ideas what name you would like to name it?
Oh, you know what? That is one thing I definitely did not think of.
Okay. That's like planning your newborn's college degree and going, a name? Oh, God.
You know what I was thinking was an interesting name earlier is Previous. The previous. Word previous, yeah,
like previous, like normal. no pun in that or nothing.
Exactly how you spell the word, but I'm gonna dilute the meaning of it by naming a country that same thing. And no, it doesn't have any like relationship to the meaning of the definition of the word or anything. It's just I think previous sounds like it could be a country or a band.
Right. Yeah. Do you want to have a band on the island called Previous as well?
Yeah. That's our national band.
So for someone who's written down notes, you have just gone completely random and just like opened up a dictionary and went that one. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Great.
I said, I don't think I made the most organized use of. I don't think I started with the right priority.
No.
In my notes.
Okay, we will get to your official title. So when people come onto the island, what should they be calling you?
Captain.
Captain, just Captain James?
Captain James, yeah, that's good.
Oh, I thought Captain Quesada would be great.
Captain Quesada is good too, yeah.
But
Captain Q.
Oh, great, okay. He was in Star Trek. Captain Q. Is
there Captain Q in Star Trek? It's a blind spot for me.
I think it's a very old reference to a character called Q. That was it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there we go. I'll edit in laughter. Don't worry. Okay, so I have Captain Q. Call it Captain Q. Hang on a minute. Okay, I will add that. Are you okay with your citizen? You have plenty of room on the island when I say this, but you're going to have 10 million citizens. Is that all right?
That seems like a lot to me. That's more than what the population of New York. I think that's only like 9 million. Is it okay if I tone that down?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can, when you say tone down, I mean, you can, do you mean cull them or just not let them in?
We don't need to get to culling just yet. I think on the invitation, it's vetting. We're vetting.
You gritted your teeth when I said culling. That's a good sign. That was a test.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually, we may have to do some culling, but for starters, we're vetting down to.
Okay.
We'll do 1 million.
Down to 1 million. So you were getting rid of 9 million immediately.
So you're saying you're giving me 10 million.
I'm saying 10 million like, show up on a boat.
Yeah.
And you
and
said
if
you
I
want
don't
to evict
all
them.
Of them. I got to do something with them still.
You can send them back. No. You can send them back. You can say, look, he came from somewhere, lads. Back you go. You said vetting, and I'm very curious about that. How are you vetting them?
Yeah, just a quick personality check.
Brilliant. I would like to improvise this. Hello there. I would like to join your country of previous. Hello, my name is Martin. Can I join?
Great.
Like, what do you need to know?
Well, Martin, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? What's your story?
My story, well, I'm a man with a very long but highly edited story. I'm 28. I have been in college now for 10
you know
years.
What? You made me laugh with that highly edited story. Come on in. You got it.
Right. Perfect. There's a knock on the door. Hello, yeah. I'm Susan.
Susan, how's it going?
Hey, no, good.
It's so nice to meet you. You can call me Captain Q.
Captain Q, hello.
Hello. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your story? What's your background?
Oh,
what led you to the island?
Well, I've decided I need a new adventure in life. My marriage is over, and I think that's the way to do it. You know, John's no longer in the picture.
Okay. Are you sure? How long ago was the divorce?
Oh no, he's dead. I killed him.
Oh wow. Okay. So we're gonna point you back to the mainland.
Right. All right. This way. Okay. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So sorry.
We don't just need no murderers. Okay. Yeah. All right. John was a terrorist, but it's okay.
But he's funny.
got the wrong answer. But he.
Yeah. He's charming.
Yeah, he was charming. Yeah. But okay. You just asked him what's their story and if they can get a laugh or an interesting fact in there.
Well, that's what worked for John. But you know, I trust my radar for these things.
Okay, give us one question on that questionnaire. I won't even answer it. I just want to know. I want to have a vibe of what you're sort of. Oh my God! Is it just one answer of give me your backs? Give me your story.
Yeah. Just get them talking, and you get a little temperature check. It'd be something like, "What makes you feel like you're a good fit for this island?" I mean,
you're such. I hate those. Oh, they're too. The worst.
Yeah, but sorry. You know, sometimes you got to weed people out. Let me change my edit, my answer there, or the question rather. The question's going to be, what do you love most about Previous?
Oh, God. All right. Yeah. I love how you're always mentioned in TV shows.
Yeah, there you go. Previously on.
Yeah, previously. Oh, there's definitely someone called Leon. You should have been Leon. What are you doing as captain?
Oh, man, right what there. Am I doing? All right, I'll take Leon. Previous Leon. Yeah.
Rightio. Okay.
There we go.
Right, we'll get into it. What sort of mansion do you want? You have 1 million people on the island. Do you want a mansion or a house or what way do you want to live?
Oh, I guess I'll... Not a mansion. I don't need that much space. If I am going to indulge, I do want like a black box theater in my house.
Oh, sweet.
Well, that's the only like crazy thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't even really need like a pool or, you know, tennis courts or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I want a black box theater, a 50-seater in my house somewhere.
Are you performing in there or are you bringing in people to watch?
Well, both. Workshops and rehearsals, performances. Yeah.
Okay, you'll have time to run a country and do that. That's fine. So you wanted a kind of regular house, right? But you have that wing for... The Black Box Theater.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I'll accept that. Are you going to work as Leon of Previous? Are you going to work at the house or do you have an office in town, you know, at the Senate or whatever government building?
Wait. we're saying there's a Capitol building. If I want a Capitol building, I can choose to have an office there and primarily work there or primarily work from home.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
all right. I think I'm going to work from home.
Yeah, I did. Sorry. Yeah. I think that's what everyone heard out of that question, I hope. Because I ain't dead.
Yeah. Who's like, I'd really,
Okay, you're working at home.
I guess some people want to separate it, but no, not me. I want to work from home.
You stayed home and work there.
Yeah.
So you're allowing people to come up to your house. You don't want any armed guards or anything.
Yeah, I guess I'll have a yard with a short brick wall.
Oh, very accommodating. Okay, yeah. People can just come up. No, no
And
fear of the citizens.
I'm not afraid of the citizens. I vetted everybody.
Yeah, that's true, which are flawless. Like Rick Grimes out of Walking Dead has more of a thorough process than
It's
you.
true. Oh, yeah. So I'll add that to the questionnaire is how many people have you killed?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
Because
that's clincher.
Susan would have been right out.
And she turned out good. When you set up previous, there's a million people who are all very happy to join you. So either way, this question, like you're not annoying anyone on your island by choosing what happens here. But are you
Okay.
allowing democracy? So what I mean is, for the everyday boring admin-y part of running a country, are you going to select 10 people, like an inner circle, that they do all the work and they're under your command? Or are you going to allow the million people to vote for like 100 senators, but you have ultimate power, over them? They just do the boring stuff.
Hey, I think none of this, like, wait, I don't think we need senators.
Okay.
I think we people vote, and I'll have a, it'll be like a nonprofit with like
Okay.
a board,
Board members.
board members. Yeah.
Okay. But what if they vote for someone really stupid?
Like what?
Like
What's
the per
what's my worst case scenario here? What am I trying to avoid?
Your worst case scenario is, the worst case scenario is that someone comes in, voted in, and says, "I think we need to spend most of our budget on reanimating Kim Jong Il." It's time.
People want to do that? Yeah, let's see what happens.
Okay, I'll work on that. I'm gonna have to invade North Korea to get his body. Are you okay with
Oh,
that?
that's tough.
No.
No. That's
Well, the people
I'll
want
step
that.
in with some. Hey, I'll have some veto power.
Okay, yeah, exactly. You veto it, but you're gonna let them get voted in. You're
Yeah,
allowing
yeah.
democracy. Okay, great. Good. You have no idea how
How
many
many
people.
people say no? Yeah.
I'll say 75%, about
Most
three
people
quarters.
say no voting. I'm the name
No,
of the
maybe
game
no.
is being a
Sorry.
tyrant.
I'll say 40% say no voting, but then another
Gotcha.
40% say, "Oh yeah, voting." Oh no, wait, no, they can't vote for people I don't like. No. I might take it away if they do that. I'll make sure they vote for the correct people. So, is it voting? But that's fine. You are sticking to democracy. Great. By the way, what are you wearing as the Leon of previous? See, I'm not even going to say previous Leon.
The Leon of previous. That's
Yeah.
great.
Nice. What official robes or suit or garments of any kind do you want to wear?
I'll take a cape.
Everyone goes for a cape. Like a cape like Superman or like a robe like a
That's another
king?
one that's common. People are.
Yeah, people like the capes. Not that often.
Oh, no.
But yeah.
I'll do a tailcoat.
Like a suit with the
Yeah, I'm
long.
switching it. Yeah,
Ah.
like a tuxedo but
Very
tailcoat.
fancy. Okay, like Count
Yeah.
Dookula. Did
Yeah.
you ever watch that? Count Dookula?
Wait, Docula? No.
No, Dookula. My accent is flawless.
Are you saying Doc or Dracula with an Irish accent?
I'm saying a duck. Ducula.
Duck. Okay. Count Dracula. No, I
I am
haven't seen
going
that.
redder by the minute.
No, that's my fault.
Partly anger. Yeah, Count Dracula. Dookula. That's really neat.
Dracula.
You ever
I'm
watch
gonna
that?
feed the Dukes. No, I've never heard of it, I don't think.
Oh my God. This is one of those cartoons in, I want to say, the 90s that had no right to be as good as it was, let me see, do I have? Okay. This isn't
Who was
the.
doing it? Disney,
Oh God.
Nickelodeon,
I
Cartoon
want to
Network?
say, I'll end up having to Google it. I'll email you about it. But it's, I want to say it was like the guys doing, oh, I'm gonna have to look it up. Oh, it is a British animation. What else did they do? Danger Mouse. That was it. Guys who
Oh,
did.
okay, yeah.
Yeah, here is what I wanted to show you about it is, are you wearing something like this? Maybe without the
Oh yeah.
collar.
No, I'll take the collar.
You want the
Yeah,
collar as
I'll
well? Oh,
go.
nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want it in black?
This is interesting because it is like he's like a butler or like what is the bow tie, the red bow tie with the single
Yes.
button jacket is giving very like butler or like chauffeur. but then he's got the Dracula cape.
But then he has the Dracula cape. So you could use that as a kind of like you're one of the people, but you're not. You know, it's a knight's mix.
Yes. Just like the duck, I'll go no pants.
No pants, right. I insist you're wearing boxers. Right?
Yeah, I'll do boxer briefs.
Okay, perfect, yeah. yeah, we'll stick with that. It's a warm country. Now that your country is set up in all the ways it needs to be, here's some questions for previous. You know how it obviously has one of the best education, healthcare, medicine, mental health, stuff like that in the world, right?
It does?
Yeah, absolutely. It's your island. I've said that over 100 times now, but you have the best island. I want to know what unusual list is your country top of?
Unusual list?
Yes.
We're number one in catering.
How exciting.
Well, it's exciting for us. It's a point of pride, actually.
Really? Do you love good... what made you choose catering? Words form.
It's an unusual list.
It is. Yeah, no, it is. It is. It is. It is. It is.
I imagine. So here's the thing. To jump ahead a little bit into my vision for this island.
Yes.
Most of my notes are surrounding the fact that I would like there to be a nonstop festivals on the island.
Oh, your party town. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Which requires a good amount of catering. Yeah.
Ah, can I ask? On your island, is catering a sport?
Yes, there is a competitive society of caterers. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Very shadowy. Is that your national sport or do you have a different one?
Yeah. That we have a different sort of definition of the word sport. So catering is our national sport.
Yeah, okay. Explain. I have to explain. Well, how would you have a different definition of sport?
Well, we don't do anything that requires, we don't do any of those like footballs and basketballs or anything like that. It's more of a culture of competitive excellence, but not physical.
okay. My God, you're a nerd.
Creative. yeah.
okay, so nothing physical in this. It's all. By the way, yeah. I should have mentioned the reason why I asked about official robes or what you're wearing. Now, obviously, people can't wear your suit with the high collar and stuff. But people do like to follow the leader, right? The trends. So people probably are mostly not wearing pants. You're okay with that, right?
Yeah, but they can't wear capes.
No. The cape's off limits, but the boxer briefs are on limits. Okay. So we have catering as the number one caterers in the world. Are you a good caterer? Mm-hmm.
Me personally? No, that's why I admire it so much.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. But on the island, you don't try and partake in the sport.
No. I do judge the competitions. I'll show up and I'll give a little keynote speech and all that.
Oh, sweet. Okay. There is a harsh question, a much harsher question I need to ask, though, because your approval rating, I'm going to say for the first time ever, for no particular reason, your approval rating is 100%. There's not a man in the country. Never happened.
Well, I vetted everyone myself. So.
Exactly. Not a man, woman, child, anyone in the country has a problem with you. However, that time has passed. Your approval rating has gone down.
Time for the culling. Time to start culling.
Okay, let me finish. Your approval rating has gone down to 99%. I wish I was really good at math so I could do 1% of a million. I want to say it's 1,000.
Oh, I think it's 100,000. Or that's 10%.
No, 1,
10,000.
10,000. Okay, so 10,000 people are not happy with you. And they're all in the one and street, town.
Totally unrelated coincidence. I've culled 10,000 people.
Okay. Another 10,000 who are married to those 10,000 people are unhappy. Just before we get to... For some reason, they're not worried about the culling. They know that happens. But they are still mad about the controversy that caused it. Because every political leader has a scandal. And I'm wondering what yours is. You get to pick it. What would you do that would make you call 10,000 people?
I do love that you get to pick your own scandal.
Yeah.
It's got to be... Yeah. So with my, I need a flaw here.
Ego could be one. I need a flaw.
It can't be that I'm culling people. This is a no. It's not secret. That's not a scandal because people know that it happens.
No, people are weirdly okay with that. Yeah, no. Yeah, and to be fair, there was 10,000 people unhappy with you about the scandal that you culled. The next 10,000 people went, Actually, that scandal is a problem. So you need to tell me that original one.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of the meat in the a lot of the meat it's actually soy product.
What? And you knew this, and like, did you cause this? Oh, actually, okay. So the meat, fake meat, is what you've been telling the people, selling to people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't seem bothered by it.
I'm not. No,
you seem proud of anything. Okay. The question is, though, or one of your advisors would say, is look, meat, fake meat gate is blowing up. We can only cull so many at a time.
Let me flip it. Can I flip it? Can I? I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of the, I'm going to say that a lot of the supposedly imitation meat, it turns out to be meat.
Real meat. Oh, good God. okay. So about that happening,
I feel like that's a more interesting problem.
that's a bit of a problem. Okay. So there was 10,000 vegans, right? Or vegetarians who've been devouring real chickens without knowing.
Yeah.
One of your advisors said, look, we can't cull our way out of every problem. We're going to have to face it head on. He's given you two options. Will you go onto the nightly news, a live news debate with the top journalist in town, Carl Anderson, or do you want to go to a live interview with a journalist who's actually a propaganda, you know, he's all pro previous Leon.
Okay, so the pro Leon
propaganda
would be,
man. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just going to spin it for me.
Oh, he'll help you spin it. You give your interview and he'll help you out. The other fellow's an honest journalist.
Yeah, I'll talk to the honest journalist.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll improvise this. Anderson is going to be sitting across from you like Frost versus Nixon, and he's going to say, thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. I am here with the esteemed and glorious... Just side note, how are you with compliments? Do you want me to compliment you or do you like them?
You're asking Leon or you're asking...
I'm asking James.
Yeah, go ahead. Compliment me. Yeah.
Okay. You're great. Okay. Anderson is like, we're here with the esteemed Leon of previous. Thank you very much for coming, Leon.
Thanks so much for having me. I wish you were under better circumstances.
Oh, me too. I just need to make sure. Your legs, are they wide out with confidence or are they Sharon Stone basic instinct?
Oh, I'm airing out. Yeah.
You're airing out. Okay. Well, we all are. We're all panties.
Knees are at a 90 degree angle.
Perfect. Knees akimbo. Legs akimbo. That's it. Jesus. We need to talk about fake meat gate. The culling machine has ground to a halt because of this. So we need to ask you, first of all, why lie to the people for so long? What caused this?
Well, this was unfortunately only brought to my attention more recently and has been going on much longer than I actually had knowledge of. So,
but this is your government.
That's right. So for me, just personally on an accountability front, I was unaware for a long time, but only recently have been, well, hiding the truth knowingly while I figure out what to do. But now I'm here to clear the air.
Okay, so you were unaware. So you're saying you're taking accountability for the fact that you aren't accountable because you didn't know what was happening. So who
Correct.
Was accountable?
Thank you. Well, the meat industry, our meat guys.
Right, the meat industry, who are also working on bringing Kim Jong-il back from the dead.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, they have. Oh, God.
They got to do it now without invading anybody, though. So they, you know.
They're making trade agreements. Okay, so we will have that in the next commercial break, see how that's going. But the issue is, if you are agreeing with that this is a problem, which you sound like you are agreeing that this is a terrible mistake, why cull 10,000 people because of it? Did you not agree with them? Did you not like their attitudes?
Yeah, I feel like people sometimes get a little too riled up about problems that we can solve through, you know, conversation and working together to just take things in a new direction. And some people are a bigger problem than all that.
Right. But they were unhappy about eating bunny rabbits. So.
Well, we have a overpopulation problem with bunnies.
So kill them and then class them as fake meat.
Yeah. Well, it turns out, you know, we learn things every day of every year that we're on this new, otherwise utopian island, and this is one glaring flaw that we do have to change. But it turns out bunny rabbits are an invasive species and just, you know, do what bunnies do and copulate and multiply.
So wait, are you saying that you're going to continue like killing them for their delicious meat? Or
yes.
Okay.
But we will label it correctly
as fresh bunny rabbit.
And we will ask that consumers do buy the meat because we're going to put it on the shelf one way or another. And so, you know, overpopulation of bunny problem turns into overstock of meats, and then that turns into waste. And
you don't want that. Okay. No. Do you plan on apologizing to the 10,000 widows?
These are the people that I called.
Yeah. they're widows.
They're spouses. They're widows.
Yeah. Yeah. They're spouses.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't laugh on live TV about that question, but you do you. That's.
Well, I'm just. It's now. You know, I got to talk to my color. I got to talk to my culling department because. It's again, only just now coming to my attention that when we cull people,
they have relatives.
We're killing them.
Oh wait, what? Sorry, you've just realized after getting rid of. Oh well. I was going to say getting rid of 9 million people, but I suppose we were sending them back. But you've just realized now, culling means debt. When does it ever mean anything else? Is that a problem?
Well, I don't know. I thought culling was just like removing. It was like weeding
out.
No,
I don't know. Oh, I was very convinced that it meant murder. So I never showed up for
work. Well, so I was convinced the other way. So that one of us is right, and we're both having doubts, and that's totally normal. And you learn new things, and then you apply that new knowledge. And that's the position that I'm in right now in this Meatgate situation.
Oh, God, I'm having a complete existential crisis. Yes.
The side effect, let's not call it a B story, because it might actually be the more important thing, these culled citizens and their widows.
Their beat story, come on. let's not beat around the bush. They don't have much money. Okay, we're going to go for a break until I figure out culling.
Okay.
Yeah, this is great. Goes for a break. You flummoxed me.
all I do is a show that we're both flawed humans and we're capable of making mistakes.
Just people. Anderson hugs you. He also, while going in for a hug, would you hug him back?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. He says, look, we're going to do, well, your propaganda man sent me a note and said he's doing a documentary about you. He just wants to know what fantastical fact should we put into the movie?
So about something you, mythical?
About you. Anything you want. We can make it up if you want, is what he said.
Gotcha. Yeah, he can hold his breath for an hour.
For exactly 1 hour. That's amazing. For Have you ever used that for any use in any useful situation? Culling people into the water you go. I can stay here for now.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's again, I guess that is a sport, breath holding in the previous culture. And although it is quite physical, so, you know, it's kind of a cusp thing. But yeah, I have competed in underwater breathing. No, underwater holding my breath. underwater breathing, totally different skill.
Yeah, you actually come last if you do that in underwater, hold your breath. You said the previous culture. Yeah. Oh, now I get it. Yeah, the culture of previous, not.
I know it's annoying that word exists and it has its own meaning.
There you go. I thought you were turning into like the architect in the Matrix and you had a previous culture on previous and there. Okay. Yeah. No, it works. There is a knock on your door when you get back home. Okay. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock,
hello?
Knock.
Yeah,
oh,
yes,
hello. Can I come in? Are you opening the door? Or?
I'll open the door with the chain lock on it.
Oh, hello. Hello. It's Paul, your finance person. I'm going to get run
of
clothes here.
Oh, Paul. Jeez. Hey. Yeah. Sorry. Hey. With all this Meatgate stuff, I'm a little on edge. Come on in.
Oh, hey. I have plenty of Meatgate here. He strides in. Very. He says, look, I have something to tell you. It's good news, though. It's just so good news. I need to tell you it. I'm your finance person, as you know. I've taken a look at the financials for this country of previous. Turns out we have a lot of money. We have 10 billion as surplus. Your birthday is coming up, as you know. The people of previous, the ones who are still left, they would like to build a world wonder in your honor to celebrate previous. Put us on the map, literally on the map. Well, we're already on the map, but like figuratively. But they're not very creative. What should we build? What world wonder would you want?
A world wonder.
It will
Yeah,
be named after you.
okay. Can it be underground? Can it, so have you seen Silo?
No. How about
Which is
that?
kind of like the Matrix too, but
Huh.
so this is what I want to do.
Yes.
I want to take this island and give it some roots. I want to burrow down into the earth and create a
Right.
sort of like pillar column in the center of a giant underground cave city.
You're building a new country, new part of previous.
Yeah, look, it's gorgeous up top. We just,
Yeah.
there's hurricane season and the, this Kim Jong Il situation. We just want to make sure that we have a contingency plan
Yes.
if things go upside down.
So you're building a new under, I was going to say underground, but it's under earth city.
It's good. Yeah, it's underground.
All right, what are we naming that? Yeah. Didn't think of that, did you?
Next time. It's called
Next.
next time.
Oh, all right, very good. Previous and next time. Okay. Do only the wealthy go down there? Wait, is that like inhabited or is it just in case sort of thing? It's all set up, ready to go.
Well, we're gonna build it and then people can migrate down there and it'll kind of be like summer homes. Well, it won't be summer homes because
Well,
summer is the good, where we want to be up top, but
okay.
seasonal
Who's
lodging.
gonna want to go there? Like,
Oh,
apart from visit and then.
you look me in the eye and tell me that you don't want to go to an underground city and just see what it's like.
For a visit. I'm not gonna live there.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that yet. You
Oh,
haven't
I suppose
been.
how it's
It's going
done.
to be gorgeous.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to figure out what is the wealth situation. Is
That
do the
air
rich people go there?
quality is going to be immaculate.
It's gonna be warm.
Oh, no.
No?
Central air.
It'd be cool.
Central air in the whole thing. Yeah, and insulated, well insulated.
Okay. Yeah, hey,
So recirculated air.
sounds like you have the schematics there in that notebook. I won't argue. It is all, yeah. We're going to build that. Paul is like, perfect. 10 billion will certainly do it. And he leaves. By the way, is there
Got
any
to spend
film
money to make
industry?
money.
Is there any film industry in. Do you allow tourists when you say spend money to make? Like, will tourists be allowed to go there?
Yeah, I think most of our economy is going to be based on tourism.
Catering.
Yes. And
Yeah.
these festivals.
Yeah, film festivals.
Yeah, I think most of, so I think film is totally fine. I think most of it's going to be music festivals and theater festivals. And this is an important one. I don't want to let this one get by. Every summer, do you know the show Survivor?
I'm aware of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So every summer, everybody participates in a countrywide Survivor tournament.
So like a million, sorry, 900,000, 999,900, something like that, people.
Yeah. The people who are left.
The people who are left, I tried to be clever. So you're telling me the people who are left are going to all partake in previous Survivor.
Yes. Yeah.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody has to participate in a countrywide tournament. Everybody th that's why so I know we put a little blip on the map in on Google Maps,
Yes.
but I really am picturing this to be more like the size of Madagascar or
Yeah.
New Zealand. Like,
That's, yeah, it did plenty
yeah,
of room. That's why I
huge.
always say, Tanner, even if you
Yeah.
said I wanted 50 million people, we're just saying you have plenty of room. There's no panicking.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
however many camps it takes to have, tens of thousands of concurrent
Yes.
survivor situations until it gets whittled down to, semifinals and finals, and eventually there's one. It's kind of like the Hunger Games, but it's there's you're not going to die.
Yeah, you just get.
And the winner really does win $1 million. And also there's like, it's also like a sports tournament, or like a tennis or something, where golf, where like you get prizes, cash prizes for progressing
each round. Next round. Oh, very good. Yeah. Okay. Are you hosting it, or who's hosting it? I just need to want to ask.
Oh man, that's a great question. You know what? I'll host it.
You're not taking part.
You gotta have multiple hosts. Well, it wouldn't be fair for me to take part. If I put you on the jury, I mean, I'm already culling people. Like, people are going to be swayed unfairly to vote me.
That's true. If you're already culling, yeah. Okay.
I'll help host, but because there's so many rounds of it going on at the same time, I mean, it's going to have multiple hosts. When it gets to finals, I'll do that.
I thought there would be a like previous post show as well. You know, like delayed, like after the show where like they sit down as well, right?
Yeah, like a talk back?
Yeah.
You get something.
Do you want any celebrity to do that show or?
To host it?
Mm.
I mean, look, I'll have Jeff Probst do it if it's not it might be a no compete clause for him.
Right.
But our country just doesn't recognize like the same kind of IP and all.
No,
that,
they can't, their copyright laws can't touch you there in previous.
No.
Okay. Before I move on to another question, I just want to throw this out to you. Maybe one of the years, do you want to try and convince a celebrity to come along to like take part in the show? You know, it might be a nice little gimmick. Or do you just be like, no, the regular people?
I think people, there's probably going to be, look, here's the thing. For the countrywide survivor, the people who can be involved is anybody.
Anyone.
Yeah. You don't have to have residency, but you do have to be, let's make it that. Anybody can compete. You submit interest and, you know, obviously you say things like your age and your what do you love about previous
stuff. Oh yeah, naturally, yeah.
But yeah, anybody can submit, and then we pretty much accept anybody to come on the island and then participate, but it doesn't have to be people who live there or anything. So I imagine we're going to end up with celebrities and whatnot, just like the real survivor occasionally will end up with people like Mike White or people of other fame. What's his name? John Lovitz. John Lovitz?
Right. John Lovitz. Yeah. Lovitz?
No. One of them's an old SNL member, and the other one is a co-host of Pod Save America.
It is Lovitz, right? John Lovitz is on your survival show. I'm telling you now, Lovitz.
Both of them are there.
They're both there, and they're both in the same tent.
Yeah.
They both have to work it out. Okay, I'll move on from previous Survivor, but I'm assuming that's a smash hit across the world. Like, we are glued to that.
But I love that even, too, is like, because there's so many people, we just find, like, creative ways to lump people together for, like, the prelims, and one of them is like, this is the Lovitz. People who are, last name is Lovitz, or people who are obsessed with John Lovitz. This is the Lovitz season of Survivor over here.
This is a global phenomenon, right? This is making you a lot of money as well. Speaking of that, though, there is a knock on your door again. Knock, knock, knock.
Hello.
When you open the door to say hello.
The chain's there, but I'm opening it to say hello.
And once again, Paul has his face in.
Paul.
Leon, how are you? I need to speak to you again, if you don't mind. Can I come in?
Yeah. Sorry about the locks and everything. It's Survivor season, so I'm just... people are hounding me for this and that and the other. So
anyway, I was knocked out first round.
I'm so sorry.
Again, I just letting you know that your next time city is built. It's done.
Amazing.
I'll say it. I already feel like this is a bit grim. I was going to say it cost 10 billion because we got a load of North Korean workers to come over and we don't. Oh no, this is getting into.
Well, did any of them have? Did any of them happen to bring the remains of Kim Jong Il over?
We smuggled out the top part of his body, and we're working on it. We're giving him legs. He's going to be
like two birds, one stone.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
Did you ever watch? Are you big into like Star Wars, Renton?
Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with Star Trek. I know almost nothing about, but Star Wars, yes.
Okay, this might be a terrible reference, but Darth Maul. I think when he died, isn't there something in the like comics where they gave him like spider legs or something?
What? He's double red saber.
Yeah. I think just something like that.
You know what? That does sound familiar. I can picture him on a like Mojo Jojo. Yeah. Mojo Jojo? Wait, is that a weird reference?
No, I know it. Yeah.
It's Mojo. It's not Mojo Jojo. Mojo Jojo is the Powerpuff Girls.
It's a dancer I met once. Yeah. Mojo Jojo. I fell in love with her that night.
Or okay. The Wild Wild West, the Will Smith.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. With what's his name? Gets the spider legs, right? Like the animatronic spider legs.
Rupert? The big spider at the end. Yes, so we're going to give Kim Jong-il, once we zap his body into existence, we'll give him... That's a plot point I'm not going to even mention anymore.
I don't know why I wasn't thinking about where that thread of conversation was going, but okay. I gotcha. I'm with it.
You've done improv. That happens, right? You have a trade and you're like...
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's a total diversion, and then you eventually bring it back.
tell you what, can we decide if I ever start a Patreon with bonus episodes, can I get you back for the Kim Jong-il is on the run and you...
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
That's fine. We'll get that. Thank you. Paul is saying that we've built your next time city underground and it costs 10 billion. We have Kim Jong Il. That stuff is going on there. I just want to let you know that because I'm going for my plane. I am going to North Korea for 14 weeks. I've booked up my holidays. I'm celebrating my honeymoon. Hooray. I just let you know that. You don't look happy.
The only thing that makes me unhappy is that you would gloss over a honeymoon. That, like, congratulations, Paul. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thanks. To be honest, my whole family and my entire friends never accepted Sheila. So I just assume nobody likes her. This is going to get really sad.
Well, hey.
And I'm just making clear, Sheila is not a substitute for Celine. My family and friends love her. Anyway, I better go. One last thing. I checked the laptop before I went. It turns out there was a little minus sign in front of the 10 billion. You wouldn't even notice.
It costs minus? Wait, what does this mean?
Well, it means that we never had 10 billion. We actually were in debt by 10 billion. And now we've spent 10 billion that we didn't have. So we're in debt by 20 billion. I got an email from the International Monetary Fund asking us, how are you going to start making money? Anyway, I better go for my plane for my paid vacation, my paid honeymoon. So I'll see you later, Leon. And Paul is leaving, walking out the door.
Paul?
Yes, he turns around. Exciting.
Sounds like being $10 billion in debt
20.
Didn't stop. Well,
oh, sorry. Yes.
Initially, being $10 billion in debt didn't stop us from spending another $10 billion.
There's a lot of IOUs. Yeah.
So I'm guessing being $20 billion in debt won't stop us from spending another $20 billion. Paul, I want you to enjoy your honeymoon.
Yes. I'm so worried for him for a second. Thanks. I'll be back in 14 weeks.
Paul's a good guy.
You're a good man. Leon's a good man. That's great. Him and Sheila are going to have the time of their lives. And you know what?
Aww.
I'm going to say something. I don't know, are you happy with this or not? But he's going to say on the plane, you know, I think I'd like you to meet my boss. And she said, I've never been more hornier or happier. So they may come for dinner sometime. Or invite you for dinner.
In many ways, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. When you said, hey, if we're 20 billion in debt, 10 billion, it's all the same. I was going to say, well, you are a creative person, aren't you? You are?
Yes.
That's the exact sort of answer a creative man would have.
Yeah.
But anyway, the International Monetary Fund, where are we going to email them back and say, how are we going to start making money?
Here's the thing about the survivor, countrywide survivor, is that even though we do pay people out, but it's a little bit more like a festival in the sense that you pay to submit, right? So you get paid to be there, but you also pay to submit. So yeah, that's a big way to bring in. We got, you know, sponsors.
We raised the fees a little bit, even just an extra $5 on top of it. Million people.
So it's, right. So it's just $1,500 now to submit is all.
Nice. If you have next time, would you have him down there as like, oh, this season on previous Survivor, we're gonna go crazy, and then they see the giant hole that they have to abseil down. They're like, my God, can you imagine the ad for it? Now they're underground.
That's like, underground Survivor.
Underground next time Survivor.
It's a big publicity move for us.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay.
To show people why it's so desirable, to create some demand.
There was some skeptics, namely Kevin. When it's your birthday, how should people celebrate you?
Ignore me.
So you're going to go around and they just like ignore you?
Leave me the alone.
Jesus.
You leave me James. The alone. If it's my birthday, leave me the alone.
Really? What you do on your birthday?
Nothing. And even if I'm trying to get your attention, truly, I promise you, I would love nothing more than you to just ignore me, and eventually I'll stop and I'll realize that was the right thing to do. If I don't need to be productive, I don't need to be social, send me home.
Okay, I just need to make sure though, do you drive? Like if you're driving a car, people are going to have to stop when you stop as well, right? They don't want to ram into the back of it.
Yeah. Don't ignore my car, but ignore
me. Don't ignore the car, just the driver. That's how you do it. Okay. They don't want to see, no celebrations of you? No parades or anything? No? Okay.
No. Any acknowledgement of me will lead to immediate execution. Colin.
Fucking hell. You went for execution immediately. Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. That's how serious I am about it. Give me my space.
Right. Even Paul knows not to ask you out for dinner with Sheila on that day. Yeah, that's fine.
Smart man.
Okay. Just with the money situation, we kind of figure maybe we do a nice photo op. Right? You know how Putin will jump on a bear shirtless and go, look at me, and people go, strong man. Kim Jong-un will go into a factory and point at something and go, intelligent man. So what would you do as a photo op to make sure everyone knows that you're in charge? Leon is still there on previous.
This is related to the money thing? I'm trying to
Just that they were like, look, just to make sure people don't get the jitters.
We'll get people's attention off of it.
Yeah.
So I'll take a photo of me in a big tub of money.
Coins or?
Mixed coins and paper.
Yeah. Mix it up. Okay, a big tub, a big like jacuzzi, like a nice fancy. Oh my God, like The Witcher, like Henry Cavill, the sexy pick he did.
I'm not familiar. I mean, I know The Witcher and Henry Cavill, but did he do a photo shoot for like a magazine or in the world of Witcher?
I think it was in the.
They probably don't have photographs in the Witcher world.
Hold on, I'll get out my
photographs.
I'll get out my folder of Henry Cavill pictures and I'll show you.
in this folder marked private.
Don't look, Celine. There you go. Something like that. But it'll be money instead of non-bubbly water. It's in-game as well.
Yeah.
You can have the legs up if you want.
Yes, definitely. Yep. All of those angles and with the brim of the jacuzzi, just like you can see the
notes and money and stuff like that.
The notes and the coins all, overflowing.
This is a popular calendar for Christmas, I'll tell you that. But as your final question, I have to ask. So at some point, Leon of previous has to figure out who their successor is. One condition is it has to be someone in real life or someone like mentioned on the podcast, like Susan, who never got to join the island.
Hmm.
So who would you pick? Who would be your heir?
It's got to be somebody we mentioned. We mentioned like five people.
Either mentioned or someone in real life.
It's got to be... Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can pick someone in real
life. It's got to be John, Paul...
John Lovitz.
Anderson. The...
The Lovitz.
Susan. Yeah, the Lovitz. We'll decide it by a Survivor tournament.
So whoever wins Survivor that year...
We'll do a contest of winners. So Survivor did this for season 40, where they had all returning winners come back and play against each other. We'll do that, and then so you have to have won previous Survivor before.
Mark Zuckerberg was trying to get on to the next season, but it's too late, right? Can't do it. You have to.
Yeah, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
Damned. Okay.
Mark Zuckerberg won season of Survivor. He somehow out-socialed the rest of everybody.
I could have picked any celebrity, any billionaire there.
This guy's a beast.
Same awkwardness.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg
has gone on a challenge spree. Right.
So you're going to have the next winner. But when they win, are you retiring? Or are you going to say you'll take over when I die? Or are you just retiring and living the good life?
Yeah, I think an over my dead body kind of thing is probably when I'm like 70 is probably my cutoff.
Is when you die.
Yeah. And then there's the final culling. I'll say 75.
What do you mean final culling?
Yeah, it's of myself.
Oh, of yourself. Okay. Yeah. It's like a Mad King situation. Okay. Okay. So the winner of Survivor wins this year when you announce the successor, and then you cease to be, and then they're taken over. And as you said, it's over your dead body. I'm going to let you know something now. They are immediately going to say, well, we couldn't quite get Kim Jong-il to work. However, we have a fresh body here that we think we can reanimate.
That's so perfectly fine. That's totally fine.
That's where that'll come back. But other than that, Leon is no more. Leon is gone. He'll be a Spider-Man in a while. James, thank you so much for being the Leon of previous.
Oh, my pleasure. Can I add an addendum here that each... Mm-hmm. Starting with the person who takes over my job by winning the returning winner's previous Survivor.
Yes.
Every year, there's a new leader.
Selected
through that same process.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes. And it could be the same person. So the person in power is eligible to play, but you know they're going to have a target on their back right from the get.
Oh, there's no way they're getting into an... Oh, no, maybe.
But if they do, then they really belong.
They deserve
there,
it.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, every year. Okay, jeez. Yeah. But sure, okay, yeah, they're spending most of their year on the show. It's just one big reality show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yep.
That's fantastic. Oh, I love it. Your notes. Did we get to any of them? In any way?
Not a single one.
Yeah. All right. Perfect.
Wait, did we... Do you want to know what they are?
Yeah,
mostly laws. I'll tell you this. I started to have ideas of different laws.
Right. What was the laws?
Here's what they are. It's a law that everyone has to learn an instrument that they play for their entire lifetime.
God, but I'm not into music.
You're not into previous. You're not into this island.
right, fair.
Number two is that if you release three albums,
you put up four fingers there.
Yeah, I'm holding a pen.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yes, you released three albums.
If you release three albums, your fourth album has to be an acoustic greatest hits album.
Oh, is that a pet peeve of yours or something? Or
I don't think enough artists do. Especially, obviously, this is mostly for like singer songwriters.
Mm.
Like, we are owed an acoustic treatment of at least some of your hits. You can do new ones if you want, but yeah, the album has to be mostly acoustic versions of your existing songs.
Question: if I was a singer songwriter on previous, could it be allowed that my fourth album is just me going in onto MTV to do like an MTV Unplugged?
Yeah, if it's unplugged
session,
Or like NPR, I mean, it has to be album length. So it's like,
okay,
whatever that threshold is, like 30 minutes or something.
Yes.
But yeah, you could do unplugged MTV. You could do a tiny desk concert kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. It won't be good, but I could do that. Okay. Do you have any non-music based laws, or are these very...
Yeah.
Huh.
The only crime punishable by death is lying.
Oh. Okay. I'm John Lovitz. Why? Yeah. Like lying, like...
Yeah, just telling a lie. If you get caught in a lie...
You're dead.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay.
And hopefully, it's probably going to happen a couple times pretty early, maybe even a lot.
Oh.
After a while, people will be like, okay, we got to stop lying.
Yes.
Okay, no more questions about that one.
Well, I was going to say, am I okay? Because I told you this would take an hour. I figured it wouldn't take an hour. It would take longer. Yeah. Is that lying or just...
Yeah, that's a lie. That is...
I'm dead.
Okay. Yeah, well, you're facilitating. You're my guide.
Yeah.
You're my country building guide. So you're above the law.
Sweet.
Okay, just a couple more here. We did get it. Actually, one of my laws was everyone must participate in Survivor games. Okay, there's no social media, but you also can't reject solicitors. Like, you can't deter them, right? So there's no social media. You can be on the internet. You can Google stuff. Right. But there's no social media allowed on the entire island. But if people knock on your door, to promote something, you have to hear what they have to say.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Here's another one. All colleges are 2 years, 2 year programs, but you can go multiple times.
That's why the Kim Jong Il stuff didn't work. Yeah.
Yep. You can only get married twice.
Oh, do you have to stay with the second person?
No.
You could just be single then. Right.
You can't have another marriage. No third marriages, no third weddings.
Right. Okay. No partnerships at all. Well,
No
ceremony. This is amazing. Yeah. Okay. I'll be into that.
Yeah. It's just like two marriages and then move on. Okay. Last couple here. Everyone has to write an autobiography.
Oh, shit. You know what? Yeah.
You can't lie. So it's got to be self-documented, earnest, honest.
Right.
And then the last one here is no hunting other people for sport. And that was just me kind of shifting into, well, I should probably have some protective laws too. Some of these are just pet peeves and like encouragement of creativity. But I was like, maybe I should have some that are like, don't do the basic, cover my bases here.
So you thought there could be a chance people hunt you for sport? For sport?
Oh my gosh! On an island country that does Survivor, countrywide.
Yes.
Every year, yeah. There's going to be some people out there trying to hunt if you don't make a law against it.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yes. That is your constitution.
Yeah, that's the start of it.
Well done. okay. Okay. James, where do people find you offline and online? Not for the hunting.
Speaking of, what's your GPS location right now?
How many kilometers can you run an hour? Yes.
You can find me, James QU, U spelled Y-O-U. James QU is my Instagram. Follow Sounds Funny Radio on all platforms, as well as Improv FAQ is my educational improv channel.
All right. Okay. I have one last little question to ask you. If people don't follow, like if we were on your island and you said, hey, go follow these links and everything else, if they didn't, what would be the punishment?
They're going to get culled.
Cull is always the answer. And it can mean either death or removal.
Yeah.
That's philosophical. Okay. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening. And goodbye.
Thank you.